before we start, this, I don't know if I should apologize or not. There's something I discovered in the Rambam that has been plaguing me for a few weeks, okay? I discovered it, well, it was 2 weeks ago, I don't know exactly. No, in the gay, you know, it was tangentially in the gay, so I was telling myself, should I ask the question? Should I ask the question? I don't know the answer. But Dr. Shoteva, that one should not dismiss the question. But on the other hand, one should not say the common false quick answers, which basically the question is the answer and everyone's happy, so you put the question to bed and you have nothing. Okay? So we'll see about that. And what I'd like to even maybe even to use that to tie everything that we've been doing for the last few weeks. Okay? And also, what I'd like to do, even to start with, is to understand, you know, there are a lot of terms that are thrown around. There's a term tshuva, there's a term kapola, there are a lot of different terms that people use, and I'd like to try to understand what the terms mean, at least. Okay? And maybe this will help us a little. Okay? I'll start with a letter that Rebbe Zichrono Livracha wrote to his uncle, the Magid Meshom of Vilna, Nachman Karpovsky. He was another Bezdin of Heimreiser, and it was a letter on his tshuva. Okay. And afterwards, what I'll try to do is to build on this and to build on the problem that I will present and try to have a better understanding of what's going on. Okay. And even including something you mentioned to me, and the whole thing will somehow see, sometimes disparate pieces of information, okay, when you try to say, ah, and everyone has a tendency to try to say, I understand, and you know, cock in the habit. But you know, honesty, and to admit to yourself, you might not know, and to hold in the veins, and we have to, understand this, that's the beginning of a search for truth. We'll see what happens. Okay? Be'emes, not only you have to ask what holy is, how does one do tshuva, and what is kapolah, but if they're different, how are they different, and what are we talking about? So, if I'm not mistaken, you know, I didn't check it out, I think probably, you know, the Cheskhinuch might deal with the question and give the same type of answer. You know, probably, you know, each one his own signaling. You start off with Gemara in Kedushin, Amen Tes Amen Beis, which I'm just filling in the first two words because that really is really what the, because it's before, Hamakadish Isha, Amenat Shani Tzadik. I feel Rosh Gomo. I don't know exactly what Rosh Gomo is. No, it's like, let's mind the polling. I feel Rosh Gomo. Mikudeshes Shemehire Tshuva Bedate. Interesting. You know, if you had any question about it, when the Shemehire Tshuva is believed, it stresses Shemehire Tshuva Bedate. Ram passes this in Perishes of the Rosicious, Alokahe, the Bekaish Amanat, Shani Sadi, Afi with Rosh Goma, Hamiz and Mukudeshes, Misafik, Shemihire, Shuba Beliboy. So, Lechera, that is very clear, the Gemara and the Rambam, that the Shuba can be done just without any verbal expression, correct? However, not only the Rambam in his Tshuva in Perek Aleph, in his Tshuva Aloch Aleph, Chumash V'Teira, V'chule, Imova Odom, Arachas Mehen, V'chule, Kishiyat Tshuva Yoshev Mitchetor, Chayv Mitzvadis, V'chule, Vidu Izeh Mitzvah Saseh, Ketzas Mitzvadim, Omer, Ono Hashem Chotos Yavisi Pashati Mokule. Zei Kushot Ike.
This Omer in Rambam is not stamped you. Because the Rambam in Sherif Chi in Sefer Mitzvahs, one of the, and it's a discussion in itself, I'm not going to talk about this. The Rambam, for some reason, the beginning of Sherif Chi finds it fit to start categorizing mitzvahs, you know. We were brought up, you know, the Gaelim, you know, the Sichli is Sichli mitzvah, not Sichli, you don't know if, you know, you were talking about, you don't think it exists, okay? The Rambam has four categories of mitzvahs and puts all mitzvahs in different categories. He gives examples. In the middle of Sherif Chi, a priori looking at Sherif Chi, you have no clue of why he's talking about this. But that's not my point. I have a shiur on that, but that's not what I'm interested in now, okay? But what he says there is the following. He says that basically mitzvahs fit into four categories. Da. Now, I'm going to use here the translation, Sherif Chi, from Rav Korach, the brother of the one who put out the paper. Now, he gave me a translation, whatever it is, I'm just going to use the, you know, I'll tell you which translation he uses. It's Arabic, you know. I don't know anything about it, but the one thing I do is I know I don't know, and I ask. Okay? And that itself is a matter. Da, Shekot Sim. Sibuye hateros v'azoreo. That means the mitzvah say mitzvot said. Sibuye hateros v'azoreo. Hine hein b'avod dvorim. They are in four things, whatever that means. And dvorim is a proper translation, but you know it's so vague. You don't know what we're talking about. Okay, the same. B'deos. Okay. Something which is probably intellectual that we'll see, but that's amazing also. Other than uber pulais, uber midais, uber dibos, four categories. Okay, avas Hashem is a day. Okay, and onoi Hashem lokecha is avas Hashem is a day. It's the intellectual understanding, according to Rambam. And all the translation of Pirush Mishnayos, where we sing the Ani Ma'amin, that's not a proper translation of the Arabic. It's a Yibir. I know it. And I'm convinced about it. It's not a belief system. It's a Yibir. So it is a Deis, Pulois, Mideis, Udibos. But I'm not skipping now. There's a whole list of different things. I'm not interested in it at all. But it's a Deinu. Beamiras ezed dvorim. And it gives a list of some of the mitzvahs which are called amira. Go mash nitzavinu lahidis loy. We have to understand what that means. Okay, lahidis loy. You can say what it is. Ur hispal elo. Contrary to Pablo, for mitzvahs kilo is dibur. That's a state now. Okay. What does that mean, Abu Dishmule? That's not what I'm here for. Okay, I'm saying. Uli his vadris al ho avoinois ukidem lezeh mimashi is boy or shteit mehambam that vidur is due. You have a very interesting thing. Tshuva kibulei and also the derayt of the kidim also what is from the avod woman that vidur is amir adibur. Okay? Clear. So clear that whether this is examples of the Maaseh Mitzvah. I can't say I'm convinced about it. I can have a whole discussion with you that to say that the Avod Dvorim are talking about the Pula, that the Maaseh Mitzvah is not clear to me at all. It's not for us now. Okay? And I'll just give you an example. If Avas Hashem, and I'm put Avas Hashem in Deis, and someone, you know, investigates, depending upon whether you do it the way it has in Sefer Mitzvahs or Mishneh Torah, whether it's looking at the world or looking at Torah, okay? And he doesn't come to it is enraptured of Ahava, overflowing with Ahava, with the Bodhisattva, what did he do? Ram calls it a Deya. It's the Deya, and it's a question, though. So I'm not sure what these Avod Dvorim are, but whatever it is, it's clear to me that you need pet for being good. And that's really what's important to me. Okay. Now, I just want to just add something else.
Okay.
Now, in Vidui, the Rambam's very clear that the Shcharot Alova, Kabbalah Abo, Pirut Achet, okay? And that's the Rambam very clear in the Chashuva saying all these different categories, yet we do it, correct? And they also say for mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, Gimel, Hish Tibon, Lizvadis, Al Chatoi, Babur, Shchatoi, Lifnei, Al Kel, Yisrael, Bedibo,
oh, Bedibo, that's the translation that they have this cut. That's the way he translated it. Kappa, okay, Bedibo, Be'esh, Shanoshu, Mehem, Vizeo, Abidu. So, Tachma Fulish. They require Dibo, and also he says the Inyonoi Sheyoima Ono Hashem Chotos Yavisi Pashad Yisikach Vakach the Yachav Et Adil Yivakish Kafol Be'iv Zeh V'Sachas L'Shana. So you need Dibo, and in Sefer and in Mishneh Torah it's clear it's Chalot and Kabbalah. So when this Rosh Gomo is Maharet Shuva Bliboy. And I ask you to take a position about it, you know. And it's a Shema, okay. The best score you give him in the Suffolk, it was a fleeting thought. Since he said, I'm not Shani Sunday. Okay. This fleeting thought that he had, he was Maharet. He was Mikabo, you know, truth is, it's even difficult to find in the categories of Chalot and Kabbalah what exactly was fleeting thought. But it wasn't. It certainly doesn't fulfill this formal surah of Chalot, Kabbalah, and Piyut. No, it just didn't happen. And still, the halacha is the chilul b'riboy mukudesh, safek mukudesh. So you see that they are very, very different. Okay. Now, so tshuva, okay, tshuva. At least, let's say at least, the tshuva, see, we'll have to see if we're talking about tshuva in general, or at least the tshuva that the Gemara is talking about in Kiddushin, it's very clear, it doesn't require any dibur, and also doesn't require any tshuva of anything. Whereas kapora, it's very clear that it requires some, vidui, it's very clear it requires a formal tsura and also a verbal expression. Now, we find the expression of miskapelo in Rambam, or kapora, we find it in general in Rambam only together with vidui, korban, oynesh, yom kippurim. But you know, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, where he says that mekudeshes hiro, the Rambam doesn't say miskapelo, and no one, you know, if I ask you, should you say miskapeloi? Do you intuitively say, you know, that's absolutely ridiculous. But if I ask you, what's the scoop? You know, you're not 100% sure what's going on. But clearly, you know, the Seichel Yosher says it's absolutely ridiculous to say Hilchos Ishus miskapeloi. Okay? So I just want to try to understand what's going on over here. Okay? See, here, it's not really a proof. I'm just trying to show you that even you, the way you're tuned, your mind's tuned, I think, maybe I'm wrong, that you would think such a thing is ridiculous. Could we be wrong? Maybe you're tuned differently. Now,
So my Rebbe just said, when you're talking about in terms of the Gemara Kiddushin in the Rambam, all you're talking about is what name do you call this person? From what category to place it? Because what was the discussion? Tzaddik or Rasha? So Hero B'tshuva, if there is a Hero B'tshuva, you can change who you are, what you're called, and you could be called a Tzaddik, and therefore suffer Mukadesh. But the issue of Kapara has nothing to do, it's not an issue of what you call, and we'll see about that more, okay? For example, my Rebbe, continuing his letter to his uncle, if you talk about the Psul Eidus, the Ram Peregudim of which it was Eidus Halacha Aleph, who is showing Psul Eidus Menateva, Shinem Artoshes Yotcho, Im Rosho, Leos Eichom, Spiershmu London, Artoshes Toshit Rosha Eid. So we see a Rosha, or it's not a Rosha. Okay? So, you know, for example, you talk about Yom Kippur, Kapolo, not Kapolo, see what everyone Kapolo is. But we take a person, we ask with his Koshel Eidus, Apostle the Eidus, we ask, does he have Kapolo? You know, if you think about it, it's absolutely ridiculous. That's not the issue. The issue is he a Rosha or is he not a Rosha? Okay? Kapara is a whole different issue. And I want to explore exactly what that issue is. And that, Lachira, you see, after I finished speaking over at least the beginning, it's such a double portion that, you know, but, you know, you never, you know, it's so double portion that your minds are tuned that way, but you don't even know it. Okay. Now,
are you saying that the din of Eidus is like the same thing as in Kaddish?
My Rebbe assumed not the Eidus. You would be matched, it's always stuck with Mugadesh. In other words,
would it be
if we see, I don't know if you're healing with it, but I can't tell you how you do it. In other words, you might, the question is, why the Chazotah should say this way, and why the Chazotah should say that way. I understand. So you have to understand each in its own right, okay? And the Rambam has discussions in Perek Yud, because Eid is not mistaken, how you machli yourself not to be a Rosha, okay? But all I'm just trying to tell you, I'm not sure if what Rebbe did is exact or not. But the idea is certainly true that it depends upon being a Rosha or not being a Rosha, okay? And it could be, I can imagine, it doesn't bother me, you can have different categories, different definitions of where you decide and how you decide something is a Rosh or not. But I don't think that it's relevant to the basic issue. Now, let me ask you something, and let's flip it. If you accept, according to the Madiel of Mon Shavuos Yudgimu, the Yom Kippur Mechaper after the Shem Shavuot. Or, according to the Rambam Perek Aleph, Milchus Tshuva, Alocha Beis, the Siyem HaShalech Mechaper HaKalos Bloi Tshuva. Okay? A person is a Rosha coming to Yom Kippur. Or, with the Siyem HaShalech, you can imagine he has Kapol. But he's a Rosha. And no one, okay, no one, no matter what camp you are, we mash this person ladies. So, you know, intuitively you feel they don't have to do with each other, okay? They're just trying to show you, you know, there's no way. No, certainly it's correct. Okay. Now, so we said, and, okay, now also, he must hear the Shem Gavra, Alasha, okay,
L'cheira, it doesn't require necessarily chalota. It doesn't necessarily require kabbalah. It doesn't require piyut achet. Because shemihiro shuva meliba. But kapporah certainly requires that, and requires also liba. And that is what's going on. And I'll tell you even more. So now we pay gimel of this tshuva. I pay basic of this tshuva, I love gimel. Listen to the lashon.
Maybe it's possible to the Rav Flair. You have kapporah, gam misha in a shot.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not, maybe. Moshe says, "Rabbi, it is zurak derechem mayim tahirim." So maybe taka kapora will eradicate.
I would tell you that. I would tell you that in Bris they would say. Hello. But maybe I'm wrong. Craig Andrew, yes, you brother. The Rambam in Peri Beis of the Shua of the Gimel. Listen to the Lashon Rav. Kol mitzvadeh bedvorim v'legoma b'libo la'azor. What is v'legoma b'libo la'azor? Hari zedoy v'tzev v'sheret v'yodah. Shein et filim v'ohelet loy atshiyash v'asheret. V'chein oimer u'moide v'uzein yurucham. So, the person said the Vida. The Ram didn't say the Vida. It's called mitzvadeh. He said that he's mischare. He said he's miskabel. He did the video. All the chotosim visi pshaiti. But what's legoma b'libo lazer? He also was mischare. Believe. And in zmaki lechem. But the lev, he wasn't goma b'libo of kabbalah alosu. He only said it. And on that is called table b'sheretz b'yodah. That what I'm trying to tell you is that the Rambam is saying, and the table b'sheretz b'yodah means there's no kapora. That's called mitzvah is born believe rather than doing the table b'sheretz b'yodah. Sheretz to the moelis, chayoyim amoyda v'ez yuchah. He's not. It only if he's easy that he emissary believes that he's throwing away. He's ozei. Then Yerucha. Okay? Now, let's continue. Okay? Maybe Chenevoch, he once pointed out, he says, you know, you find three Lashonis. You find the Lashon Slicha, and you find Mechila. You find Kapor, correct? Okay? So everyone goes over.
Just a question in terms of what you're saying. Kol mitzvah v'dvorim lo gam b'libo la'azor. Is he mekayim the mitzvah v'idoy?
Probably not. He said
he qualified
is the only expression of what he said b'lev. Okay? It's only because it's moide b'lezeh. Okay? So you walk over to your friend there of Yom Kippur and you say, are you mechel me? Okay? Or, ani mevakesh slicha. Okay? Would you ever think of walking over to your friend and say, I'm a Vakesh, I ask for kapora? Okay. So Rabbi said that, you know, you might find exceptions, whatever it is, but it's interesting that probably the word kapora is reserved for something between us and the Rabbi Lishalem. Where slicha mechila, you can talk about between people also. Okay, you never thought about the expression. But if I ask you, you know, yes, if I ask someone, you say no. I ask you why? Slicha chela chosen, slach lo mechala lo kapo. You think of the same nigger, you know, the mayor. Okay, say it. Now, what I want to point out is. I want to point out a Rashi in Bereshis, Lamed Beis Kaf Aleph. Let's start with that. Let's see if we need more. See how many we need. Achat Rofonov, Avate Ugoizer, Bechei Bechipe Brischem Esmohes. Leisuchu kaporo. V'nir be'enai shekol kaporo shereitel ogoi v'chet v'eitel ponim kulon loshon kinuach ba'avoro. It means to wipe away. Okay? Every loshon of kaporo which you find by chet is to wipe away. Okay? And that, be'emet, is what's important for me. It's not clear, and I'm not getting involved in this, Ramban Chumash, that's the way he seems not to go. Okay, Ramban has all different approach to what Kaporah and what Calvin's about, that Ramban Mamish turns the world upside down. That's not for us now either. Okay? Let's assume for the moment, okay? Let's assume for the moment that that's our working definition. Now, then it comes out that what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Apa Pi, Shachuva Mechaperet Al Akol, V'as Yom HaJipur Mechaper, Yesh HaBeir Shein Miskaprim L'Sha'aton, V'yesh HaBeir Is Miskaprim L'Sha'aton means it's finished. It means there's no kapola now, it's only later. All our mitzvahs, Leisa said, Shein bo kores lo misbezen the also tshuva teila v'yom ha-kipur mechaper. It means there's only clear now, it's not kapola. Kapola, clear is only a stay of sentence, okay? But kapola is only yom ha-kipur. U'be'il ne'ma ki yom ha-zei ha-kapalech. So when you talk about mechila or kapola, you're talking about kinua, and means nothing more to talk about. But if it's still there, the best you can do is clear. Then, if you really take the lashon of kinua and havara seriously, then maybe this is what the Rebbe Akiva and the Mishnah in Yom is talking about. The Hema Beis, Omer Rebbe Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lefnei mi atem metaharim, mi metaher eschem, Avichem shebashamayim shnei bezvaka lechamayim teirim utaharten, ve'oimer mikve Yisrael, Hashem ma mikve metaher es atzmeir, afa kodesh bog metaher Yisrael. That's the tahara, that's the havara mech, that's the havara sachet. And that, the emes is, that's what the Gemara in Tainis is talking about. And that has the same type of, with the Ram we mentioned before. Tezayin or Allah. Omer Vata Barabo, Odom, Shiesh Biyoda Aveiro, Umizvata, Deiro Chayzebo, למאו גיימר, לראות מנפי בשרת ביודוי, ואפילו, שאפילו צריך בכל מימר שבועים, לראות לו תפילה. What's the tefillah? The tefillah is to purify himself from where he was before. And that's what kapora is all about. To expunge himself from the oven. לראות לו תפילה. זאת ומיודה, כי יש טוב עבור יצוב, יאללה לו תפילה. Shinema umoidem v'yoizem yurucha v'yoimen nisal oveinu el kapayi el keil bashamayim. Still, we understand a little bit what the word kapola is, and we understand the tshuva here or tshuva. We didn't say that. It doesn't say that's tshuva. Okay, I'm not trying to tell you that's what tshuva is all about, but here or tshuva can do it. Okay. And you might want to be machalik between the two. We'll have to see about that, okay? But the question is, after you're all finished, you're left with that kapola has something to do with kinuach, and you look at the Rambam, writes something called Hilchos Tshuva, and he says that Hilchos Tshuva is the real Mrs. Tshuva, and the whole, and most of the halachas are talking about kapola, and you're absolutely confused. Okay,
And what I want to do is I try to shake one up with Fusishio, and we'll try to put the pieces now together. Yeah?
So it comes out, at least in the Hira too, with that, if I understand correctly, that the Haloshim Tzaddik, that person could be a Tzaddik, but still be the Enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Rasha.
I didn't say that Rasha. He still has Chet. He's still contaminated with Chet. That is good for what I want to say. You shouldn't say as it do with Rasha, that he's a Tzaddik, but he's contaminated. Okay? He has to be quarantined, maybe. I don't know if to see. Okay.
So the tshuva does achieve some kind of...
The Hira tshuva changes the status when he's called Tzaddik Lasha, but it's nothing to do with whether he's tainted by Chet.
So he's just as tainted as he was beforehand.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing happened.
So wasn't that tainted by Chet?
No. He wasn't tainted. He didn't do anything.
So what does it do?
He's not a Lasha.
Where's the mocker? We learn now from the tshuva changes the status of the gavra.
I'm just not tshuva that I feel tshuva. I thought they've been more conclusions.
Yeah, I'm saying what's chanting votes. You say that.
I mean, you say that vote is that a person who's ma'arav tshuva. It's a question of what name you call him, but that's nothing to do with what his essence and the interaction of what the chet and him and the rabbi the shalom. That's nothing to do with it. Okay, that's why rabbi the shalom. You come before Yom Kippur and you have a tshuva, okay? So what are you wasting your time on Yom Kippur? Kapili, he's saying Vibui, what the heck? So what's the answer? If you have this question, then you should have this problem. I don't have this problem.
Oh, my question's the other way around.
What
is here with tshuva has? If you didn't get rid of the chet, the one kedushin I don't understand.
Okay, good.
If you didn't get rid of the chet, how did you change the status of the gavra?
Okay, good. No statement.
That's.
Okay, good. I want to go further now, okay? Now, I want to do something, okay? I just put on very important now. I'm going to quote a line in Moses Mishim, and if you're going to miss the line, you miss the whole thing. There's a line in Moses Mishim, Chelek Gimel, Paragon, I'm going to thank you for this, because it's not what you point out just now. Now, by Sivui Hakloli, that was Hapa said it, I spoke to the Kurt this morning. He said maybe it's better to say at Sivui HaKlilo, okay? When you talk about Sivui, you talk about a mitzvah, right? Sivui, correct? This is very important. At Sivui HaKlilo, okay, Loshu Mikol Chet. What is the Ramzah? Oh, what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of tshuva, if you throw it up right? At Sivui HaKlilo, because it's not, it's a very expansive thing, we'll see about this. Hatsiva Akhilo, okay, it's a very, very tantalizing word. Hatsivui Hakilel, Loshu Mikol Chet, Hi Hahit Nakus Mimenu. Okay? That, I discussed this, that's the way. Kapach translator, it's got some curve this morning, and it is a proper translation. Okay? To completely not in its grapples. We don't understand to be separated from it. Not to be in its not to be grappled, not to be held by it. We have to understand what that means. But he said, oh, what's the tshuva? What is the mitzvah tshuva? So this person that was Mahara Bachuva, okay, this person was Mahara Bachuva to double push it to me that this Rambam, this what the Rambam says the Mitzvah Tshuva is, he doesn't have any shaykhs. Okay? There's no relationship between him and the Mitzvah Tshuva. When I was talking before, I talked about Hira Tshuva. Or that the Mitzvah Tshuva, the Rambam says, to be completely separated from Chet. And we're talking about the mitzvah, at Sivui. And the Rambam's coming to talk about the mitzvah tshuva. There's not a mitzvah tshuva. It's not Stam Vidu, or the mitzvah tshuva. And the mitzvah is to completely separate it from Chet. Or the Shaykh Muhammad. Okay? The mitzvah tshuva, and that's what it is. Okay. Next. See, even though when you're looking at Sefer HaMitzvos, you get the impression the mitzvah is vidui. And certainly in the Mina Kotel also, in Mishneh Torah, you're confused because of the difference in the Shainis and the Prati HaMitzvah, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Tshuva itself, okay? But in Merim Mevuchim and the Prati HaMitzvah, it's very clear that the mitzvah is true. And you're even confused because of Mishneh Torah, not only that the Lashon that he has and Be'ei Sheyoshu, okay, or whatever he is, which the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey seems to say that Bishov is that only Haftocha Kiru, Tshuva is Haftocha, maybe it's not even a mitzvah B'chacha. So it's confusing, but Murim Levuchim, it's very clear. The Tshuva is the mitzvah, and that's the Dovah. Then, I want to read you some more from the Murim Levuchim. Avo im hasvora b'tshuva, this is not, it's the daya, the idea, it could be, it's an outlook that there's such a thing of tshuva. We'll see about what it means. It's a very difficult word in Arabic to translate. I spoke to a few people about it. Okay, to say that. Yavzor b'mutav, b'yosuv l'matzav mesukan b'yosuv. If he understands what tshuva is all about and accepts tshuva as a reality and embraces tshuva, he can end up with tshuva better off than when he started. Uliyase sholem mima shohoye kodem shiyechta beforehand. Ulefikoch. Now here is an amazing thing. Ulefikoch lobu hamahasim hamachzikim et ashkofo. That's the way Kapach does ashkofo, the day of this outlook. Hanachino hazu hamu'ila mo'in. And what are those things that are machazik tshuva? Kloima habiduyim. To have kobonos, al hashkogos, kobonos and shkogos, v'chein gam al zodrin, mitzas o'aveiros, v'ataniyos, taniyos, which is absolutely amazing, v'atzibu akloli, loshu mikol chet, ki ha'inakus mimeno, v'zu tachlis ze hashkofazu. So a priori looking at this, but the chetzer in tshuva is completely free from chet, okay? To be absolved from chet, to be purged from chet, okay? We purge from chet. That's what kapon is all about, okay? And all these things. All these things the Rambam mentioned are somehow the way to make tshuva, the tzivui, hakelel, to come out that the tshuva should help man to be purged from chet. So we somehow use the modus of vidu dvorim. We can use the modem of kalvim. Okay, where the shkoga amazes anyone, and we can also use the modem of tinyos, and that is atzivui hakelel. Okay, and that is why, according to Rambam in Morim Levuchim, it's very clear to me that tshuva is the mitzvah. Okay, see, I can imagine kapol, but tshuva is the mitzvah because tshuva. The mitzvah is this kapit. The mitzvah is to be purged from the head. Kapara is the halasha for being washed, to be cleansed. And that's what it's all about. Okay? But it's though poshet to me
that it's only if the person actively engaged in this, the person sitting around with the Siyam HaShaleach, the Yom Kippur, is Mechaper. He didn't do anything. Now, the mitzvah is, or the mitzvah is to purge yourself from that. And that's Derech Tshuva, with Vidui, or with Korban, and we'll see that. Now,
right now, based upon the murder in Nebuchadnezzar.
I just want to say, I just, you know, it's all okay, you're going to want the mitzvah to see me. You want it, whatever. Okay, excuse me, just want me to. Now, and therefore, that's where we used to always use the marshal of Atolos Adobim, it's Oikin, the Chet Mei Kolei. And that's why he said that he used to say that that's why they have Kol Nidre before Yom Kippur to tell you that the certain tshuva, that tshuva could be what Chet Mei Kolei, Makira Mei Kolei. But you understand that the Yazim Achite Chet Mei Kolei. The Rambam of Azivas Achet to be mitnatek mechet, okay? When he says she yazev achit echeter v'yosimui machshavter v'yigmo belibo she'aseo oiv, what's he talking about? He's talking about purging himself. I have no sheikh to this chet. That's what the Chachamim is all about. And that's the Rambam. And Perei Beis Halacha Beis. Umai Yat Tshuva. Oh, this is Tshuva. Who she has a machrit echeta, and you see him achshavta, and you can believe it, she will say, oi, she nema, yazi bo she dalka. The chen yisnach him alova, she nema achre shuvi, nichanti. Yoi no tut, to go with always the shiurim, in the kapova, in the hitnatkut, in the purging of the Chol Yotshu was that Chet Loilo Shem Vavim Mo'i Elokei Lama El Masa Yedem Elokei Lama Now next, and this is why Bakoshas Kapola is also part of the mitzvah. As a Shem Rabban in mitzvah Ein Gimu, a mitzvah Ein Gimu, he should tzivonu lizvadis ala chatoim asher chotonu lefonu his ala bedibo veish and roshim zehu vidui vinyon shuim aron Hashem b'chulei v'yavchim et adibo v'yavakesh kapolo, because that is what he wants, the mitzvah to be cleansed and purged v'inyin zeh kefi tzachos lo shoneh. Now, if you accept what he says in the Nebuchim, that some have the tzirut to the mitzvah with the kapukas korban, whether it's because the korban requires vidu also, whatever, but you see korban itself is an issue of kapukas, then the sage of the Rambam of discussing the mitzvah of tshuva at the beginning of his tshuva and then moving right into kapukas, there has been no change. Okay? Okay, so now you have a whole new way of looking at it. The mitzvah is kapola. The mitzvah is not kapola, the mitzvah is the tshuva, but the kapola is a shul that as much as a mitznatik me'achetel, that's the kapola. And that's what the mitzvah is. And that's where the whole Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he discusses the v'chein, all the b'cheins and halacha aleph of talking about the various types of tzirufim of kapala is really talking about this. Now, I want to do something and tell you, confess to you, at some point, a question which I had. Okay? Before I ask a different question, maybe after, but the question which bothered me won't bother me ever. I've looked at this Rambam, the next Rambam. So everything he mentioned before that he said about kapola, the volume, the korban, the shum and the kapola, and it's goymer, it's goymer the tshuva, it's shum and the tshuva. Okay. I looked at Tanya's and I said to myself, "Who's doing the show?" I'm not Hashanah. I was brought up with Rambam in Hilchos Tanya's in Perek Aleph. That he starts off as a mitzvah from Zorka, which the image is the chiddush of Mishnah Torah.
Because if you look at Sefer Mitzvahs, or that the mitzvah is chatzeitzreis, and therefore Korban and Eitz Tzava are all one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Lizor. If not the mitzvah of Lizor, the mitzvah is to Lasriya b'chatzeitzreis. That's why to be Korban is all one thing. But the Ram changed his mind in Mishneh Teira and didn't put the mitzvah of Zaraka and chatzeitzreis in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. He put in Hilchos Tainis. Okay. But the Ram says, of the Chumitzri is Loria, Elizoik, Loria, right? And this is the Divisrim, the Chanyis. The Chanyis is not the Divisrim. What's the Chumitzri? Or stay in Ram here. The Kino, of the Chumitzri from Chuba, and the Chanyis. What's wrong? What's going on? Now I'm manifesting. I had this problem. And I had a problem which I was begging myself, what is going on here, okay? I didn't see anybody ask the question, but it's an amazing question. A stira between, I mean, you know what I hear people talk about, but listen to the stira. A stira is Prati HaMitzvahs in Mishneh Torah, okay? The Ram quotes the Prati HaMitzvahs twice. He quotes them once, before each individual, before the halachas, every time Prati HaMitzvahs, they're mitzvahs, alright. But he does another time in Akedamah to Mishneh Teira, he has all the Mishima of the Prati HaMitzvahs, okay? But, I always thought that I can copy from here and he copy from there, and it's pushing, you know, it's more like a gemin to say, oh, you know, give me Yiddish, and written on. Then I opened up the Hilchos Tainis, and I opened up Mr. Kasha, which you probably never heard, but for this was worth the whole Lamizam Hashem. But in the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, Shteyn Rambam, Perek Aleph, let's just start before, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Beis and Dalet, Mitzvah Tzei Menateo, Lizoik Olovia, Bechatzritzes, Alkol Tzor Shetobot, שנאמר על שר הצעיר אתכם ועל איתכם בחצי אינטרס ודום את זה מדרכי התשובה שבזמן שתובו את סורו וידעקו עליהם ויודיעו וידעו הכל וגלל מעשיהם או רואים הוא עליהם וזה מזין וזה הוא שיבו מהם נוחסי עצור ועל הבחור ומתביסף ולסען את הכל צור שתובו על הסימון עד שירחומו מן השמיים אוקיי? בגלל זה עושה מדרכי התשובה ותובו מתביסף And therefore, the Ram and Meshul of the Tanyes is the Ocker is Bechal Dark Yetshua. Perik Deis, Halochehe. Midark Yetshua, Rios Hashok, so the egg from it. Because the Ocker is not Midark Yetshua, correct? So I will tell you, that he does tshuva with Tzoka in Rambam and Ruchi, you should be happy also, correct? Lefnei Hashem, bebechim b'tachnunim, v'reis es doka, kfi koicho, mischachek adova, min adova shechota, o mishad eshmo, v'chut. Now, I'm going to show you the problem. The Rambam in Reish Hilchos Tainis. Hilchos Tainis, Mitzvahs asei achas, vihi lizoik lifnei Hashem, b'chol eis tzor gedoyla, sheli tovo atzibu. Okay? And that's mistabu, because kaini is tachmu divisoifim, correct? What does he do in the Prati HaMitzvahs, in the Hakadomah? The Rambam writes the following, Hilchos Tainis, Mitzvahs asei achas, Vihi lehis anois. And it's the first in the Rishima. V'lizoik lifnei Hashem v'eis kol tzor gedoy shetobo atzibu. Riboy nesho'im. It's exactly the same. Word for word. V'eis kol tzor. But he slows in not only as he made that which in Mishneh Teira was midivrei seferim, which means the word Divrei Sefer, if you look in the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayis, in Kalin, Mesech Kalin.
Can be a lot of different things, but it can be the highest of order. Ma'isim means it's not the Jewish potato. Okay, the B'Seifim. But here the B'Seifim is tiny, it's Ram Yisrael, the Drabbon, and here, if you can't convince yourself, or go across the country, you see, for sure is shiny, and say, for mitzvahs, the B'Seifim is not meaning our mitzvahs, or that the mitzvah is, tiny is. So, Achila, what the Rambam did in the Protea Mitzvah narration, he's turned the world over, and I think what he did was, you should know, and I'm going to finish this because I don't want to go too much over time, but Lamaisa, we know the Rambam, it has a Pirushim Makobam in Moshe, there's a lot of Moshe Sinai, and there's a Pirushim Makobam in Moshe. But the Ram that Dogma is Mechalek, it's called basically saying, you know, Halakom of Shemi Sinai is pure, unadulterated, Teresh of Alper, and a pure Shemo Kubo is like a pure Shemesh Habeva, a Kabbalah from Sinai, or does Pshat and Posit. Someone who says that the pre-eight Hodel of a Shtetan Teva is an exotic Amazon food, it's like a Kefa, or the Moshe Rabbeinu, heard from the Bible, does. And sometimes in the Vim, we also make us privy. Okay, make us to Purusha Makubo. So the Ram opened up in Tanakh, and you find in Nineveh, by Yizak, by Yom Ben Nineveh, Mitam HaMelech, Lemo, Odom, Behemo, Baboko, Batsin, Al Yitam HaMu'umo, Al Yilu, Al Yilu, Maimo Yishtu. But he's cast the same order of Behemoth, Vehiko, Elohim, Bechosko. Then you find in Esther, in Perigdal, Apostle Tizai, Lech Tinez is calling him Vincent Mishra, deal with Sumolai, Balkogul Artishu, so he's a job, Lila Vioim. And the Ram says, Otto Shtetan Ham, that Domo to Mishra Tezor, Otto the Bush of Hashem, what happened with Esther? But that's the key in Emes Mashi Tichonoteur. Of the statement, Rambam after the Minyan Afotzer, Shal Nevi'im in Bezdin, Tiknu, Vitzivu, Liko, Sa Megillah, Boi Nosa, Ki Lahaz, Kishoko, Shal Kovish, Boruch Hu, Hu Chua, Sha Oslar, Bohoi, Kovish, Hu Gidei, Lahal, Boruch Hu, Lahal, En Es Mash, Tichu, Batera, Ki Mi, Godol, Asher, Lo Yalukim, Koyim, Melok, Asher, Melokeinu, Boch, Koyim, What? Koyim, Boch, Koyim, Lo, Does the Zorka. Or the Master is, that we listen to the Zorka from Esther, which was also coupled with Tainan. And the Rambam, I think, learns in Meir Mevuchim and the Akdoma and the Protein that the mitzvah of Zorka and the Dalke Chuv from Zorka the time is the chiddush. And that's in Meir Mevuchim, therefore, he's ready to say, time is also. Okay. I have more to leave over here. I'm going to stop because I want to go too much overtime, okay? But this thought. That this, now you have the beginning, at least the tools to begin to think about this issue.